About to study here in about 50 minutes, and I don't really want to, but I have to. So I figured, since I don't really have much of anything to do right now, I figured why not do a questionnaire or something. So yeah, that's probably what I'm gonna do. Maybe do several questionnaires. Just watched a BuzzFeed video called Six Sex Hacks, and it was basically don't be drunk, be hydrated, wear socks. I thought that was pretty good. Can't get that out of my head now. Should find some music or something. Always makes this kind of stuff more fun. And maybe I could even sing. Just kidding. No, I can't. Do, 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 do. But when has that ever stopped me is the question. Let's see if there are there videos on my. Are there some things on this I don't want to listen to? Yeah, this Castlevania Gothic instrumental version. See, as much as I like Led Zeppelin, I just never find the time to actually want to listen to it. It's never. I'm never in the mood for listening to it. It's weird to admit because I like the music. It's just never the kind of music that I want to listen to in the moment. Whatever you're thinking about. All right. It's crazy what you do for a friend. Go ahead and cry, little girl. Nobody does it like you do. I know as you upset you. I know that you got daddy issues. And if you were my little girl. That one needs to go. Yeah. Too bad. Super the name, but the pain never rained, never came. What is this now? Yeah. Okay, so this is Sunnydale Bound's Nosy Bish questionnaire. I might as well see if I can find some more now that we're at it. And I know that you just love the sound of my mouse clicking right next to my microphone. I bet that's just the best sound ever, right? Because, I mean, I can't think of a better sound, so obviously neither can you. Or maybe you can. Oh, it helps being on the actual subreddit, otherwise it'll just make a longer. Relevance. New. Sex questionnaire revival. What's that? That was for ladies. Walk of shame. November questionnaire, what's that? So I'm thinking about whatever you're thinking about. It's crazy what you do for a friend, Joe. Go ahead and cry, little girl. Nobody does it like you do. I know how much it matters to you. Daddy issues. And if you were my little girl, those you I could do. I know you got daddy issues. Ba ba da 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 it hurts. I said, man, I don't know. How did my daddy go? It's a good song. It's a bit sad, but it's nice. All right, let's fucking start this off. I got three questionnaires. I got Sunnydale's One Nosy Bish questionnaire. I got Sparkle's November questionnaire. And I have Salamando Flames, some random silly questions just for fun questionnaire. All right, let's start it off in the order that I set them. So Sunnydale wants to know, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be? Probably here, honestly. Like, looking at how the world is and everything that's going on, I would say living where I already do, which is Denmark, is probably the best option for almost anyone. We have free education, free healthcare. I feel like the political system is probably one of the more stable ones in the world because we have a very wide variety of parties in the government, so we don't have a bipartisan issue thing. It's very multi-represented or whatever, so all governments have to be coalitions. We have very low amount of corruption just in general. I think it's one of the lowest in the world. We don't have natural disasters. We have very low rates of crime. You know, people like to make a big deal out of it. I would say we're fairly accepting of other people coming in as well. I mean, Denmark is very monocultural, so obviously it's not the easiest to accept other people, but I also don't feel like we're super racist at all. I think Denmark is pretty laid back. We're definitely also on the forefront of everything that has to do with LGBT and all the other things, rights, gender equality, and all this stuff. So I feel like we got this shit on lock, okay? We're not the best country that could ever exist, but I feel like we're pretty good. Sorry, I know that's tooting my own horn a whole lot, and I'm sure people could find lots of things wrong with Denmark, but on the overall... Oh, yeah, and low amounts of religion, which I also enjoy. So, good on you, Denmark. I love you. What's the first thing you must do when you wake up? Naughty answer is fine. Well, as opposed to many, many, many of the people I talk to, and I'm an A-type person, which in Denmark is referred to your sleep schedule, not the kind of person you are in general. So I like to get up early and I like to get going. Most people that I have ever known love sleeping and love to stay in bed. I don't. I hate it. So when I get up, the first thing I do is toilet shower. That's pretty much it. I probably check my phone, honestly, to see if there's anything crazy going on, if I had any notifications, but mostly bathroom stuff. And then get dressed and get on with my day, get some breakfast. Do I play video games? And if so, which is your favorite? If not, do you enjoy the concept? Or how do you feel about it? Well, I do play games. I play quite a lot of them, and it's difficult to say what my favorite one is. I would probably go with Dragon Age, the first one, purely because, I don't know, it's one of the games that I've ever had the most that is a difficult fucking question, because then you're also thinking about Fallout, and, and then Skyrim as well. You may sense a common theme here, but, like, Dragon Age, Skyrim, Fallout, like, they all have that thing together where at least the Skyrim is just awesome. Dragon Age 1 and 2, pretty good. I haven't tried the newest one, so I can't really say anything about it. Fallout, I didn't play Fallout 1 and 2. I did look them up, but I didn't really get the feel that they were games that I would enjoy. So Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, and Fallout 4 was okay, but I feel like they kind of overstepped the thing and made it, like, the repeatable quests, they just need to have more cohesiveness in making it feel like an actual dynamic world instead of the static repeatable quests and, oh, go help here. Like, you need to feel like that actually builds to something, like maybe you're creating stability in the region or something. It can be made difficult to do, that's fine, but just don't make it the same. And, like, I feel like Fallout 4, it shouldn't be an eternal game. Like, at some point you're either gonna lose control or you're gonna have to win, whatever, but, like, I remember playing one of the GTA games. GTA, oh my god, that's also good. But I remember playing one of the GTA games, I think it was San Andreas, where you had, like, blocks, where you would win blocks as your gang, but you would still have to deal with rival gangs trying to encroach on your area, but it wouldn't be like a constant just go there and do the same. It would be, you'd have to go to a new area, it would be sort of a new situation. You'd have to murder people and take over, like, blocks and stuff, and at some point you'd have most of the blocks locked down, and that would be, you know, the point of it. Fallout 4, don't really get that kind of feel. It's just go there, do that, same thing, repeat, no point in it. So what's my favorite game? I can't honestly say that there is one. I really like Fallout, I really like Dragon Age, I really like Skyrim, GTA. What have I played more recently that I'm enjoying more? Would probably be games like Heroes of New Earth, which I've been playing for the last 7 years. Dota 2 is okay. I feel like Heroes of New Earth is definitely the better game, so maybe Heroes of New Earth. PlayerUnknown's Battleground, really good. And then recently, recently this year. I picked up Rust and I've been playing that a fuck ton, but that's kind of on the back burner now. I'm doing a lot of stuff with university and stuff. But then I tried out Stellaris with my good friend Bulgarian Arriva. He's on here. And I really enjoy that, playing it with other people. I feel like the game is too heavy to play on your own, which is fine. And then with the guy that I've been playing Heroes of New Earth with for the last 7 years, I also started picking up Age of Empires 2, and it's really nice to play that as a 2v2. We're still just playing against AI because we're not better than that, but at some point maybe we'll move up and play with the real people. And that was a lot of fucking information in a very short amount of time. Sorry for the ramble. I love games. I've also played a whole lot of Total War. I really enjoy the games, but I feel like they're just not really for me in the end. And the city management style games, as much as they interest me and I've played them a bit, not really my type of game. I also have Mount & Blade. It doesn't say how many hours I've played it, because I think it was a standalone game and not a part of Steam back when it first came out, but I've played that a lot. There are a lot of games that I've played a lot. War Thunder, World of Tanks. oh my god. Okay, so let's just skip that. I could probably rant on about games forever. What is one show or movie you could watch over and over again and never get bored with it? What would that be? I mean, the show I've watched the most over and over again has probably been Big Bang Theory, but that's because I went through a period of time where I think they were on season 5 when I did that, where I would watch the season over and over again because it would... I would be playing a game and then I'd be screening that on my my laptop, and I would I would just watch it over and over again. Every time I'd just put it on repeat, kinda. And so I've watched that, like, I don't know, too many times to count, really. But recently, I've been watching The Office, and I feel like that's actually a series I could watch over and over again. It just has so many good episodes, so really good cast. You don't have to follow too much. You can kind of have that on the side as well, which is good. Movie-wise, I feel like Lord of the Rings, probably. I really fucking love those movies. Can't really pick a singular one. I know people probably didn't like the Hobbit movies as much, but I love them too, so. What's my favorite album by any band or singer? I don't know albums at all. Like, if you ask me about any band that I enjoy, I probably would not be able to tell you an album from them, and I would not be able to tell you anything about the singers. Or, like, musicians in the band at all. Like, I'm really bad at that kind of stuff. As far as what would my favorite song be at the time, like, right now, it is called... Well, the one I've listened the most to right now these days has been Karen J... Kalanen with Big Enough featuring Alex Cameron, Molly Lewis, and Jimmy Barnes. But overall, it's probably Ray Charles with Georgia, because that is an amazing song. That is the best shit. Or the old version of Better Together by Jack Johnson, but the new one is really fucking bad and I don't know why he changed it. Hate it. Have you ever broken a bone? If so, what happened? Yeah. I have, but I don't really want to go into that too pinpointing of a question, sorry. What is one kink you wish you could try in real life but are too afraid to, or just don't know the logistics of it? I don't really have any of those. Tried out pretty much most of what I really want to try. Do you have a favorite go-to toy implement you use on yourself or someone else, or is there one you've always wanted to try? Well, I don't have any toys for myself. I did have one. I felt like the logistics of having to use it, loop it up, and all that shit was too much work. So I didn't really feel like fucking it was worth it. When I had it, I used it. I thought it was a hassle at the time, so I haven't really bought a new one. As far as implements I would want to try, it wouldn't be on me, it would be on partner. And I really want to own a stockade. Like the one where you'd be have like two pieces of wood clamping down on your arms and your neck, and then you're kind of exposed with your back and butt and legs and all that stuff. When you're by yourself and in the mood, what's the best way to relieve your lust? Probably just find any random porn and just jack off. Like, I'm not picky about it. When it comes to DWA, I'm extremely, extremely picky, so it's actually just kind of a hassle finding stuff that I want to listen to. But sometimes I find something to listen to. It's just kind of, it's not so much about enjoying them, it's more, do I want to get off to them? And the answer is often no. I can enjoy the artistic part of it and the quality that's put into it, but that's more from the hobby aspect rather than the getting off aspect. Biggest aspect of a turn on, or what's the biggest turn on for you in regards to another person? That's a good question. What is that? Like, are we talking physical aspects, or are we talking about something they could do? Because if we're talking physical aspects, we're probably talking boobs, because I love boobs. Or nice hair. But if we're talking about more of a quality about a person, it would probably be confidence in knowing what they want. And if we're talking about something they're actively doing, it would probably be when they come when they're told to. Like that. Damn, that was a lot of information in a very short amount of time. I'm sorry if I'm rambling or speaking too fast, but yeah. All right, so on to Sparkle's November questionnaire. Oh, that was posted a whole year ago. If the last text you sent was the title of your autobiography, what is it called? That's a good question. Oh, I have a mail. Nope. It's in Danish, and it would be I've stopped them for about a week ago. I've stopped them for about a week ago, or I've stopped them about a week ago, I suppose is the more direct way of translating, or better way. Stopped them about a I've stopped them about a week ago, an autobiography by Cuddly Bear. Nah. I don't think so. That does not sound good to me. What is a physical feature you get complimented on the most? What is a feature you notice first on another person? And what's a physical feature you like the most about yourself? Well, I think most people find that I have a very natural and beautiful face. I don't know why. I don't really see it myself. But that's, I think, the only thing I've really ever gotten complimented on. So thank you for that. Or it's not the only thing, but it is definitely by far the most thing, like the most common thing I get complimented on. People say I have a handsome face. So thank you for that, people. What's the physical feature I notice first on another person? I mean, if we're talking about women, let's just be honest, boobs. If there's anything to notice, like, completely depends on what kind of clothing people wear. Otherwise, it's probably the face and the hair. But if we're not really talking about physical we are. If we're talking about men, I don't know. Face, probably. What's a physical feature you like the most about yourself? Probably my legs. I feel like I have good calves. Or my cock. Let's just be honest. I feel like I have a pretty nice cock. Describe qualities you look for in an ideal partner. To be in love with me, or at least be loving in some kind of way. To be kind, intelligent, you know, to have an overall good personality that matches with mine. I don't really care what they, you know, do for hobby or whatever. I'll find an interest in that over time, but it's more about, do we click? So, like, are you a nice person? Do we have similar kinks? Are you good to other people? That kind of stuff, you know. I don't feel like my criterias are completely crazy. I don't know if you're talking about physical or mental attributes stuff, so I don't know. What celebrity do people say you look like? What about a celebrity you sound like? I don't think I've ever been compared to a celebrity, and I don't know any celebrity that sounds like me. I feel like my voice is quite uniquely mine. I don't know. Oh, sorry. Stretching. Ah. Oh, fuck. Oh, that was good. Whew. What is something people normally wouldn't guess about me? You can't say GWA. What don't people normally guess about? Well, okay, so I'm a pretty, you know, broad-shouldered, big guy, and I have a very mean, resting bitch face. So before people talk to me, I'm sure they assume the worst, because I don't exactly look happy most of the time. I seriously have a mean case of resting bitch face, but when they get to talk to me, you know, they get to know that I'm actually a pretty nice guy. And if we're talking about UWA, it's definitely that I'm not just a sadistic fucker. Like, I'm a pretty good dude. So that could be something as well. What's your favorite thing about the month of November? The cold. I love me a good cold. I think it's terrible when it's too warm. I hate it when it's too rainy. So November is the month where we transition over to snow, and even though snow sucks to drive in, ice sucks to drive on, you know, I love it. I love it when it's cold. It's the best. What's something you wish you could say to someone but don't have the guts to? Don't worry what happens on GWA's day. I don't have anything I wish I could say to anyone. I say what's on my mind. That the other thing doesn't work for me. Like, if I was, secretly attracted to someone, I would tell them. And it wouldn't be a secret, really. Tell me a funny story that happened to you while you were intoxicated. If not you, then a friend. Okay. Funny story. See, now I'm trying to find a coffee to commit. Sorry, Slipknot just came on. You were never alive, but we won't be born again. What's something I wish I could say to someone? No, that wasn't it. Funny story while I was drunk. I'm trying to figure out if there are any actual kind of funny stories. I know that one, it's not really funny. It was funny to the people that were involved, I guess. But, or it's funny to me. It's not funny to the people that was involved. But one of my older, like not so much anymore friends got really drunk and took a shit on the neighbor's table. And the guy's house we were at got really mad the day after finding out about it and told the dude to go over and clean the fuck up because that was fucking disgusting. Which it was. I just don't think it's funny. I wasn't there at the party, though. So, and that guy's kind of... He does a lot of weird fucked up shit, so... what type of legacy would you like to leave behind? That I'm a loving, caring person. I don't give a shit about anything else. Like, I'm never gonna be a president of whatever. So, as long as people just love me, then that's fine. What GWA artists do you most like to grab a... What I most like to grab a beer with in real life? Lady Boner Throw and I Know Name. For sure. Or Membling or Kiana. Easiest is probably Membling because she also lives in Denmark, so... Okay, that was Sparkle's November questionnaire. On to Salamando Flames. Oh, I should not be closing that. Okay. What's your favorite part of the audio? The scenario being presented, the noises being made, the speaker's voice, or something else? That is definitely the speaker's voice. I can't enjoy the audio if I don't like the speaker's voice, so that's pretty much what I focus on the first. And then, secondly, is more to do with the acting capabilities of the person if they're doing something that requires that. And third is probably the quality of the audio if it's not really something that has much of an artistic thing. Or also if it has an artistic thing, it always has to be good quality. My favorite sound. What is that? Oh, I know. Let me find it. It's on my phone. I love it. I really fucking love the sound. as dumb as it sounds. Where is it? Come on. Sound, there we are. Is it my ringtone? I can't remember. I think it is. Why is it not? Ah, okay, because it was off. All right, let's try and... Oh, it's because my... It's because the sound is too low. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah. If we're talking singular sounds, it's probably the sound of a good old tank firing around. I think that's pretty cool. Fictional character or public figure you would most like to experience a sexual fantasy scenario with? Ooh, that is a good question. Probably like Nami from One Piece. Yeah. What would said scenario be? Everything. All of it. For those into domination / submission, what is your dom sub preference, if any? I am a dom. Have no sub interest at all. One of your own characters, be it from a script or a story you've written, whatever knocks on your door, how do you react? I don't know. Completely depends on who it is, because they're... Well, they would look like me, right? So I'd assume that I would be looking at... Because most of them are based around my own appearance, in my head at least. So I would be looking at myself, and I would have to figure out what kind of mood myself would be in, because there's a lot of them, and some of them are not so nice. So I don't know. Probably not open the door and wait for them to go away. Because, yeah, I don't know. Or let them in and just, you know, have a knife ready or whatever for whatever fucking shenanigans they're up to. Just want to determine if they're one of the more fucked up ones or more of the nice ones. You gain superpowers based on your fetish or kink. What sort of powers do you manifest, and what would you use them for other than sex? Well, so I would get the ability to incapacitate people and cause them immense amounts of pain and pleasure, I suppose. But also, yeah. So, like, I'd be able to morph my arms into implements, and just by the power of thought, I can imprison you, or I can manifest things to hold you. And I could either make you feel real bad or real good. What would I use it for? Without a doubt, to fight crime. Or, seeing as I can do it with just my mind, I would probably... make some of the bad world leaders not so good anymore, you know? Just saying. When your powers inevitably lead you to becoming a superhero or supervillain, what would your code name be? Codename Pain. And I would be Mr. Pain. Master Pain. I'm Master Pain. Gadget. If you could transform into any non-animal life form, what would you choose? Non-animal life form. I don't know. See, that's really fucking difficult, and I'm trying to figure out what the hell. I don't know. Oh, so it's animals, plants, fungi, Protista and Monera. I don't know what that is. What is that? Oh. Protocytes, I suppose. Well, I don't know. That's a really... I don't know. I don't know enough about... What is... Are we talking about insects and stuff? I would be the Earth. I don't know. That's not a life form. I don't want, like, I don't want to be a non-animal life form. I don't like that. I don't know. Non-animal life form. Nope. You now have $1 billion. What do you do with the money? Keep $1 billion and invest the $9 billion, and then try to use the investments to help the poor. Yep. Like, invest the money into giving me more money, and the surplus money goes into, you know, helping poor people. Whew. Made it through just in time. All right. Bye.